Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Jesse, what did you have for breakfast today?
Porridge.
Did you shut that door?
No, this is a sound test, so one word isn't actually that useful.
This is chat, just a general chat.
I had porridge, and then I had some coffee.
Helen, what did you have?
Mind the gap.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For fuck's sake, let's never do this again.
Close to your bottom, I don't like it.
Fucking treat yourself.
You're touching my leg.
Of course I'm touching your leg.
We're all grown-ups.
This doesn't happen on Wogan. Can't you just get a microphone that works?
He's dead.
Fucking way to tell me.
Right, come on, Christmas.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
When the snowman brings the snow.
Fuck off.
When the snowman brings the snow.
You know my thoughts on that.
Yes, it's the Scummy Mummies Christmas podcast 2018. Go on, Steve.
Snowman doesn't bring the snow. It's made out of snow. It was on the fucking radio today just to taunt me.
Yes, that's right. We're back and that's one tradition we've got out of the way. If you've listened to the Christmas podcast before, you'll know that we always have to have a conversation about whether the snowman brings the snow. So we're doing it. And
Five years have passed by. Still doesn't bring the fucking snow. The snow comes first, then kids make snowmen.
And of course we've got they were regular guests, now just regular Christmas guests. Because I thought, well, that's like tradition at Christmas. You have people you sort of have to have round, don't you?
Yeah.
So you just have them round. So we've got Jesse and Steve.
Yay!
Welcome back, guys. For the listeners, recent listeners, Jesse is Ellie's best friend. She also has some merits. She is a health visitor and a lecturer in children's health. Is that right?
Kind of. I've sort of changed slightly. Okay, so I got a new job this year. So I'm not a lecturer anymore. I'm a practice educator.
Ooh. Telling people how to wash their hands. I thought that was your old job.
Yeah.
You said that last year.
It's Christmas. It's tradition.
Good.
So I'm saying, you had a tree with lights and decorations on it last year. It's fucking
shit.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh. I have made Christmas trees out of the gloves that you get in hospitals.
This is what's wrong with the NHS. I don't fucking want to save it.
Broken Britain.
What a waste.
We made a whole tree out of blown up latex gloves.
This is where taxpayers' money is going.
Waste. Now, where are you working now? At Great Ormond Street, is that right?
Indeed.
So the famous people come in.
Famous people come in all the time. I haven't actually met anyone famous yet, but I did miss David Beckham recently.
Well, that's a great story.
I keep missing David Beckham throughout my whole life, yeah.
Was not there.
Well, we're having a little catch-up. Steve Hill, what have you been up to this year?
Not much.
Good. Anyway, thanks for joining us. fuck off. You've written a fucking book.
Yeah, I wrote an award-nominated, successful, critically acclaimed book.
What was the award? Best book by Steve Hill?
No, it was the William Hill Sports Book of the Year. Probably the most prestigious award in books. That was won by Nick Hornby in 92. But he wrote a book about a man who moved to Cambridge and couldn't get to fucking Arsenal. Fucking cycle it on a good day. I wrote a book about going to every single fucking match and we won nothing.
So
fuck Hornby. I've now written the definitive football book.
What is it called, Steve?
It's called The Card.
It's called The Card.
Subtitle, Every Match, Every Mile. Oh, there's a copy just there.
Oh, look.
What does it say on the front?
It says Steve Hill.
It says hilarious. Yeah, that's the author. I mean, for example, hilarious, heroic and utterly futile.
Very good. Well, congratulations. It wasn't...
I mean, I could go into the Amazon reviews if you want.
No. Can we say to the listener, as you've said to me many times, it's not really about football, is it, Steve?
I'm just going to turn it over. It's about, there we go, it's an extraordinary story of football, friendship and fatherhood. Gibson gets a mention.
Yeah. Gibson's dad gets a mention, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, he does.
That's Ellie's dad. So if you've got any men, football fans, book fans, in fact, reading fans.
Just fans of reading. Yes. There's a review from a woman on Amazon, believe it or not. That's gonna,
no.
That's gonna
shatter women on Amazon.
Your, how shatter your
women
agenda.
Women doing typing.
One of my friends gave us a 4-star review, which I thought was a bit mean.
Well, just to encourage you to do more.
What did we lose a star for? What was our complaint?
She said, oh, I haven't bought it yet, but I believe it will be good or something.
She hasn't even read it. Found this woman's review. Rose Puffin. That's a woman's name, isn't it?
That's made up.
She said it's a must read. Mm. How well expressed and fabulously written with feeling and emotion and humour.
That doesn't sound like you.
Barely one of those things is true.
I went to the awards ceremony this week. I didn't win it. The winner was some fucking bloke from Eltham who swam the channel when he was 11.
Oh, we can all swim. But
that's not a sport. We can all swim. That's not a sport. That's
walking. You shouldn't get a prize for walking. Exactly.
It was a shared winner this year between some mad boxer and, some fucking swimming kid.
So your book, The Card, available now. Can people get it on Amazon in time for Christmas still?
Yeah, if you click on it. Oh, yeah, click on Amazon this minute and it will arrive in time for Christmas.
By the time this podcast goes out, it will be officially Christmas because we have to have that conversation. Today it's that we're recording on the 4th of December. Is it Christmas?
No, Christmas isn't up to the 12th.
You need to say your bit about the Christmas. When's it Christmas? When's what happens on December the 11th?
Well, it's my mum's birthday.
Happy birthday, Linda!
Happy birthday, Linda. Happy birthday, Steve.
There we go. Oh, it's just like old times.
Thrown together by chance.
Yes. Now, how old are you going to be this year, Stephen?
Well, big one.
What's that?
Half century.
What the?
Are you going to be 50?
No.
Shit.
Shut up!
Not out.
You're making that up just so you can get attention.
He dyes his hair.
What year were you born?
How old are you? What are you, immigration? You're going to catch me out. I wouldn't be able to work that one out. 2001. Fuck.
Oh, you're like my oldest friend. Jessie's my oldest friend that I've known the longest, and you're my oldest friend. I don't know.
Most elderly friend.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, look, it is Christmas. Look, come on, cheer up, you motherfuckers. I've got you some Christmas presents.
Shut up.
You've got some cards. You've got to do the cards first. There's one for you, Jessie. One for you, Steve. Could you pass the champagne, Helen? We're drinking champagne from iHeartWines.co.uk.
We are.
When
you push out the boat, you've got an S-H.
Okay, I was very short on time.
Very formal. What did you get?
I got J-E-M. And a Poundland Christmas card. It says, Poundland Merry Christmas, delivering amazing value every day. I paid £1 for this card because I care.
Congratulations.
I was using my Poundland mug today that you got me last
time. Oh, very good.
What's yours?
My card has got a picture of a cactus and it says, Merry Christmas, you absolute prick. To Stephen Stephen Hill. Merry Christmas, you arse. Pray God it's our last.
Steve, there's a present for you.
What?
Jessie, here's a little present for you.
Thank you.
Now we should. No, you bought us
I've
presents,
I've actually
Jessie.
Bought you presents.
Oh,
so,
no.
So.
Oh. I have got, thank you, Jessie McCulloch, a mini karaoke microphone.
As I was just saying.
Oh. Excellent.
Kind of people who like Christmas like karaoke.
Thank you, Jessie. I have got Vladimir Putin, spelt P-O-O. Lavatory mist.
Is that from Salisbury?
Oh, I love. Thank you very much. And now, Steve Hill, can you describe to us what we gave you for Christmas?
It's like a plastic sign with a picture of a turd with some flies. Do not enter. It says, "Warning: I'd give it an hour."
Because that's one of your catchphrases. You quite often like to use my toilet or go, "I'd give it an hour."
Hour, 10 minutes. We're not animals.
Jessie McCulloch.
Popping pork. Bacon flavour popping candy.
Come on, get it out. Let's have some.
More pop, less grunt.
So I was thinking you can't have too much pork at Christmas.
No.
Thank you, Steve. Oh,
that's awesome.
That's a disgusting thing.
Oh, it's like space dust, but meat flavoured.
Oh, you get a slight aftertaste of bacon, maybe.
Oh,
because you don't like sweet mix with meat.
Oh, it's very sweet. It's too
sweet.
Very
sweet.
Well, I think that's where the candy comes in, Ellie.
Oh.
The pork. It's like mixing pork scratchings with sweeties.
It's disgusting.
So much crust of a frazzle.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Right. Now, Helen Thorne, you and I don't usually give each other gifts, but I was in the chemist today, and I just saw something, and
anything
I thought
we need
of
to
you.
Know?
Yeah. It is, of course, Me Too perfume.
You wish. What's the price on?
Oh my god, £3.50.
Twice.
The smell is green. Everyone loves green smell. Floral, fruity,
floral,
amber, and oriental. I mean, I want to smell oriental. You know that, Ellie.
Let's give it a spray.
Let's give it a go. Mmm. Oh, a nice size bottle, 55 mil. Everyone's favourite. Oh.
It's like a fucking air freshener. Jesus.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Smells.
Inhalers in my goat pocket.
Oh, God.
Ventolin.
Smells a bit like a nursing home.
Oh, it's bad. No. Oh, that's really bad.
Dear me.
I think it's quite fresh.
Oh, no. Now I'm getting the back notes.
Me too.
Not me too.
A lot going on there, Ellie. Yeah, what about Putin?
Yeah, spray the Putin to get away from it.
John, not on my champagne.
What's going on? I've got the mince pies.
Good. Good start to the podcast.
So, we've done the snowman chat, we've done the birthday chat, we have done the presents. Why don't we do something slightly different, Helen Thorne?
Let's do that, Ellie.
Some Scummy Mummy Awards.
Diddle diddle da.
Yes.
Scummy Mummy Awards.
So basically, we're going to talk about some of our favourite things, some of our highlights of 2018. Are you up for that?
Yay.
Fucking hell, it's digging me in the ribs. Jesus.
No touching. There was a clause. There was a contract signed.
No touching, no eye contact.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am? Fuck, I shouldn't really be here. They advised me not to do it. They said you've got to stop doing it with these fucking idiot women.
Right.
But one of them's a friend, they said.
So this is a pretty arbitrary selection of categories.
Sorry, I did fart.
Oh, no.
Get the Putin. Get the sign.
Give it an hour.
Talking get the Me Too. Where's the Me Too?
We're back in the car. I was once the worst moment of the year, trapped in a car with you two after a curry, having to pull into a fucking truck stop so you could empty your guts.
Listener, it was Ellie Gibson. She's very slight of build, but very grand when it comes to smells.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like a very hot curry. I do like a hot curry.
All I said was, can everyone make sure they beam before we get in the car?
So in short, yes, Ellie was farting and we all thought we were going to die. Steve nearly ploughed us into a couple of trucks.
I couldn't see.
Yeah, in a nutshell.
And that's the highlight of the year.
So that's Steve's worst moment of the year. Anyone else have a worst moment of the year they want to share while we're on that?
I had one the other night. I was wearing a lot of sequins. They're not very breathable, listener. And I was at a party, it was quite warm, and I was sitting down for a very long time. And I don't know if anyone else experiences this, but I do get quite a sweaty arse.
Oh,
if you're wearing
Christ.
If you're sitting on a plastic chair, and I looked down and there was almost like a puddle of sweat, and I had to stay there until the sweat had dried, and which meant I had a lot of conversations with people I don't like.
Jess is vomiting behind the sofa.
Tonight,
I'm making a move for natural fibres at Christmas. It's too much. Too many unnatural fibres. It's all polyester and sequins. It's not good for the lady areas. That's what I'm saying.
Only wear cotton.
Has anyone got a highlight they'd like to share? My highlight was performing, living my genuine lifelong dream of performing at the Catford Broadway. That's literally what it sounded like when we finished. Three people clapping. It was amazing. And I have to say a special thank you to Helen Thorne, because I said many years ago, one day I'd love to perform at the Catford Broadway, because it's a theatre near where we live, and my parents used to take me when I was a kid, and I used to go and see comedians there. And it's 800-seater, so, you know, it was like a big deal. And Helen said to me many years ago, I'm going to make that dream a reality. And she fucking did. So thank you, Helen.
You're welcome, Ellie. It was an emotional night. And we sold out, goddammit.
Yeah.
I think one of the personal highlights was Fireman Sam, Ellie.
Oh, Fireman Sam. So at the Catford Broadway, of the lovely people we had helping us, we had a lovely man called Sam, who is also a fireman. That's his other job.
And he's young.
We do a thing in the show, you'll know if you've seen it, where we get people to write down the confessions on a card. And then they bring them to us backstage. And Sam showed me one that someone had just given them his phone number. Her phone number.
Hi, Sam.
And I was like, oh, thanks, Sam. I'll read that out in the show. And he's like, well, no, because I am going to ring her. So if you're listening to this and Fireman Sam did ring you, please get in touch.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also want to say thank you to Jessie, who came to see that show. And we were talking about this. I think you've seen the Scummy Mummy show more than anyone else. apart from like Steve and my dad who have to be there because there are roadies.
Thank you, Jessie.
Fuck me, you must be sick of that IKEA joke. I bet you never want to hear that again.
Yeah, a little bit.
My other personal highlight, that was obviously a highlight, but Ellie's already said it, was that we had a 5-year anniversary party and Captain Birdseye came. And I came. Seriously, he's a very hot man. His name is Ricardo. He came from Italy. He touched me in ways that I, you know, will always remember.
Same as the Chapel Brothers?
Yeah. Yes, the small of my back was lightly rubbed. Yeah. And that
you
was,
too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what she calls it, the small of her back. It's a euphemism. And also going to Nepal. We went to Nepal this year. That was amazing.
Yeah, I think that was a highlight and a low light for me because I'm afraid of heights, it turns out. And the Himalayas are quite... It's very high.
Me.
Very,
I mean, it's got literally the highest fucking mountain in the world in it,
plane?
Steve.
The plane's quite
sake.
High, isn't it?
The plane was high. Yes, I did quite well on that. But at least
are
you can drink
now?
Through it. No, not high. So my most embarrassing moment of the year was when I was in Nepal. I was coming down a mountain and the Nepalese people were wearing like flip-flops, an array of sandals, and I was in like full hiking gear. And yet I needed 5 Nepalese men to assist me as I came down this mountain wearing the shittest hat in history. Like, Ellie, please continue if you can.
All I can say is it's hard to describe the hat, but you look like a Dutch grandmother. That's all I can say.
It was a woven raffia visor.
And if you remember, she paired that with a pair of full-length culottes. Very practical.
Very heavy denim culotte.
Yes.
And
a
very heavy shoe.
And like these 5 men who I think genuinely had affection for you in the way that one might have for a sort of
animal or something.
8-year-old
or some kind of wounded elephant.
Yeah, yeah. Just like gently leading you down the mountain. They knew you were out of your element
Ellie looked unwell. She was laughing so hard while she filmed me. But anyway, that was very embarrassing. And thank you, Nepal. All of Nepal for that.
Yes.
Wankers.
Good times. Does anyone have any more lowlights or highlights they want to share before we move on?
Have finished my master's.
Oh, well done. What's it in?
Practice education.
Oh, right. Okay.
That means teaching nursing. Teaching nursing.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
It was all around child-centred communication, which obviously you will be very pro I would have thought, Ellie.
Oh, what are you supposed to communicate with them? Is that
yes,
a thing?
Yes, encouraging children to talk.
Right.
Particularly
about
their healthcare.
How do you encourage them to talk less? Most importantly, Jessie, have you got one of those little watches that you pin onto your top and you have to look at it upside down?
I did have one. I don't think I do anymore because I don't actually work on wards.
But I thought that was the whole reason you got into nursing. Why would anyone else do it? The pay's shit.
What, for one of those fob
watches?
One of
those little watches, yeah.
Yeah, there may be other reasons.
So
that wasn't
you know
one
it's
of them.
10 to 2, everyone thinks it's quarter past 5.
Exactly.
Jesus.
We actually did a big gig for the, what was it called? The
Royal College of Midwives.
Royal College of Midwives.
Yeah, close, very course very close to Helen's heart, obviously, as you can tell.
They love a sensible shoe, don't they?
We all love a sensible shoe. Why
practical.
Would
you
not you want
mean?
To
fucking
love
around
a
in high heels
shoe.
In a hospital.
I'm not allowed to wear open-toed sandals there.
Good.
Now.
Why, because it's too sexy?
No, because it's unhygienic and unsafe.
Yes, if you drop
fucking
something,
right.
It goes
that should be a universal
toes.
Rule.
What I'm saying is, Jessie, if you like thought about it's about the patience, isn't it? It's supposed to be all about
absolutely,
the patience.
Yeah.
So cheer them up, make a bit more of an effort, get yourself like a kitten heel. Doesn't have to be
that's
a high
it.
Heel, doesn't have to be a stiletto.
A wedge, a little
bit.
Yeah.
If you could turn, if I was like, you know, in the hospital and you turned up dressed as Barbara Windsor in Carry On Doctor, I'd perk right up. I know Steve would.
Yeah. That's right. A low cut top and a high skirt.
The last
and that works
see.
In a children's hospital, yes.
Wow. Yeah, that was good, the midwife gig, and we asked them what's the shittest gifts they've ever received from people they've, you know, done, and one of them was a burnt candle. That was a good one.
I liked the dusty ornament from the fireplace.
Yes, they watched them take it off the shelf and give them this ornament. Uh-huh. Have you ever had a shit gift from a patient? Come on, cough it up.
How much hand cream have you been given over the years?
No, I love hand cream.
Really?
I love hand cream. Oh. I've had some interesting jewellery.
When you say interesting jewellery, like what, necklaces made of human teeth, that sort of thing?
Oh, no.
Shut up.
What did he say? What did
he
say?
Said pearl necklace.
Pearl necklace.
So sophisticated. What a sophisticat we've got
sophisticated.
Here.
Sophisticated. Yes. You fuckers.
I know.
I'm going to have to get some more fizzy wine.
Hot,
kettle
talk
black.
Amongst yourselves.
All right.
I'm going to have to go to the toilet.
Oh, it's just you and me
right,
and perfume.
Come on, go on, quick.
What?
Gibson, what a fucking state.
I think you're the talented one.
I know.
She's just fucking clinging on to you. Break away.
I know, right?
This could be your year. You don't fucking need her.
But I always think with a double act, you've got to have one with glasses and one who's fat. Is that fizzy wine, Ellie? Prosecco. Semi-sparkling. Sounds like my marriage.
Lucky fuck. It's a semi for you.
Yes, it's not a semi.
Right. Not a good semi joke. They're not around enough these days.
Do you say cracker fat in this country?
What the fuck?
You know, like when you get a hard on, you say, "Oh, cracker fat."
What are you talking about?
I will from now on.
Get a chubby.
Wait. Go back to cracker. Right, cracker like Christmas cracker.
Crack a fat. Yeah. Like three separate words.
Your penis becomes fat and gorged with blood.
Yeah, you go. You crack a fat over that.
Have you ever heard the expression crack a fat?
No.
Crack one out.
Say that.
Oh, crack one out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's have some cultural highlights of the year. We've got some cultural highlights. Now, Helen and I, we want to talk about best podcasts.
We do.
Because we have both been addicted to this podcast. What is it, Helen Thorne?
It's called Teacher's Pet. And would you believe, listener, it is from Australia.
Yes, it is, I would say.
Culture in Australia.
Yes. Well, I would say it's the most important cultural contribution.
Stephen Dennis. Gonna make you feel good.
So The Teacher's Pet, yes, it's a real-life true crime podcast, and it's set in Australia, and it's about this woman called Lynn Dawson, who went missing. She was a mother of two, and she went missing in the 80s.
That's right, January 1982. And she was...
Dingoes?
Drongo. It was her husband. It was produced by the Australian newspaper. And a guy called Hedley... What was his name, Millie?
Freeman, I think.
Hedley Freeman.
No, that's the journalist from The Guardian!
Sorry, Hadley Freeman, sorry. Please come on the podcast. We love you.
She did not do it.
No, anyway.
Anyway,
this other guy who is not Hadley Freeman, for clarity. Because we have to be... So I was listening to another podcast I like called My Favourite Murder, and they had to do an apology because they were talking... They're American, and they were talking about this terrible British paedophile, Jimmy Somerville.
Oh, no.
Apparently it's Jimmy Savile. Please stop writing to us. Please stop.
God, you cannot mix those two up.
You really can't.
No. I mean, they're both blonde, but that's about where the similarity ends.
Oh.
Anyway, back to Teacher's Pet is one of the most gripping bits of audio I have ever listened to. And it's one of those great podcasts that it wasn't all recorded at once. It grows and it grows and it grows. So this guy kind of unleashes, I guess, the facts of this murder, and slowly but surely people keep coming forward and adding to the podcast, which is extraordinary. Any other podcast highlights, obviously, other than our own? Stephen Hill?
Yeah, I listen to... You're not going to believe this. I listen to a podcast called Sleep With Me.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah. Not mucky, not dirty or anything.
It's to get you to go to sleep.
It gets you to go to sleep. And I've never got to the end of it. It's some fucking weird redneck called Scooter. He talks absolute shit for 90 minutes and you're asleep in 10.
So wait, so he's not saying, it's not like a meditation, no, it's not, he's like, not saying go no, to sleep.
Like, I was just singing the other day about, I saw Star Trek Next Generation, and he's so fucking boring, it goes off in so many diversions that your brain just closes down.
Wow!
And you're
magic!
Gone.
Someone else told me about this.
He's a fucking, the guy's a miracle worker.
Jesse McCulloch, what was your podcast highlight of the year?
Well, it was, well actually, and I have to admit, I'm not a huge podcast listener, but Ellie recommended Joan and Jerrica. And
yeah.
Oh, of course, yes.
That was also good, yes.
That is all stuff, we're giving it all the stuff.
Crying, literally crying with laughter.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot Joan and Derek, because I was saying to Teach Spec, but Joan and Derek is absolutely hilarious. It's Vicky Pepperdine and Julia Davis. And it's just the funniest thing I've heard all year.
It is A-class, A-star filth of its highest order.
Excruciating.
Wonderful. Yeah. And so it's an Agony Aunt podcast in which they have created filthy scenarios. And it was all improvised, basically. They set a scenario and it is, it's joyous. If you want to hear about disgusting toe sex, I think they have in one episode, which is
just
excellent,
brilliant, so good, absolutely. So good.
Congratulations, Vicky and Julia, well done.
Yes, best podcast done. Do we want to talk about best film? I don't think I've seen.
I saw Shitty Shitty Bang Bang recently.
What the old one?
Yeah.
Now we
realised it was A, a musical. B, 6.5 hours long. C, utter fucking shit.
Now,
won't be doing that again.
Listen, Dick Van Dyke.
Not that film 2019, Steve Hill.
We had unsubstantiated rumours about that Dick Van Dyke doesn't remember it because he was so high.
He was really? Something. He
He was on the old bamboo, all right.
All right, he was.
Something was going on.
Yes, exactly. My best film of the year was I, Tonya, by far. I have never seen a film that has shaken my bones so much, made me laugh, made me gasp, made me question society and my preconceived ideas about ice skating. You're reading my thoughts, Ellie.
I have a lot of ice skating prejudice myself. So
I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of my preconceived prejudices of ice skating, but fuck me, that was a brilliant film.
Well, the only film I've seen all year is The Greatest Showman.
Is that any good? Is that excellent? Is that a musical?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. I've heard.
Okay, you've misdescribed it. It's not a film; it's a musical.
It's a musical.
Different genre.
Which is definitely
film's good.
It's a film.
It's a watch on a television. Musicals.
You watch it on the telly.
That's
the
thing. You watch pornography on the telly. It's a fucking.
I have never watched pornography on a television.
Watch anything on the telly.
I
was in order to fucking dance tonight, waiting for you, whatever the fuck you were doing.
I like it.
Did you watch it on the telly? Doesn't make it a film.
Michael Flatley is a national
treasure.
Things
on telly.
Is it a 90-minute
film? Football's a sport.
That's not a film. Exactly. Match of the Days is not a film. I watched it on television.
Do you go and see The Greatest Showman in the fucking cinema?
Do I?
Well, could one go and see?
Yes, you could.
So it's a fucking film.
It is a film.
Film musical.
The genre of film is musical. But immediately, though, is it a musical? Do not go to see. So it's not
this
a film you don't watch.
This is the best Christmas ever. Oh my God. So festive.
Her and us.
Is
it suitable for children?
It is definitely suitable for children.
It's suitable for adults.
Yes.
What he means is it suitable for white straight males?
Will I enjoy it?
That's what he means.
You don't know I'm straight. Despise musicals.
Then
the worst.
Probably won't.
I want him to call music an art form. The worst form of alleged entertainment is
probably
the musical.
Probably won't like it. Apart from Tommy. Didn't even attempt to see it.
Tommy by the Who. That's the only good musical. It's not really. It's a rock opera. It's a rock opera.
I cried at it.
So all musicals are shit. But hair.
Let's do best TV show.
TV/Netflix. I mean, you can watch Netflix on TV, but let's not go there.
God.
Oh, Jesus.
Cut. Semantics.
All right. Snorted. First snort of the night.
I'll go first. Mine was Nailed It on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Loved it.
A joyous watch. Yeah. What can I say?
It's hosted by Nicole Byer, who's this amazing American comedian. And it's basically, it's Bake Off for people who are shit at baking.
Google it right now. Nailed It.
McCulloch.
I did like Killing Eve. I also liked The Bodyguard. Even though it was a bit of a preposterous ending.
But, when Whitney says goodbye to Kevin, you just think...
Surely. I will always love you.
But for my next book, I'm watching 18 hours of sport a day. So it hasn't left a lot of... I did watch Killing Eve, thought it was just silly, really. You're supposed to care.
So I want to have a category in the Scummy Mummy Awards for best TV show everyone else likes that I don't fucking get. Killing Eve.
I agree, yeah.
It is Midsummer Murders for hipsters. Just, that's all it is.
It's silly. Blokes getting stabbed to death. It's and then just it's fucking stupid. It's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Very stylish, you know, well acted, all that.
It's beautifully shot. It looks like an Instagram
Who gives
film.
A fuck?
Yeah.
I only watched it because of Fleabag, which was fucking incredible.
Yeah, but you watched it, Jessie. Can you stop looking at your fucking phone?
Sorry.
She's looking at WhatsApp.
Checking out her likes on Instagram.
Anyway, yes.
You liked Killing Eve.
I did. I mean, why? It was ridiculous. I don't know. I just enjoyed it.
It wouldn't have happened.
Of course it wouldn't have happened.
Chitty chitty bang bang wouldn't have happened.
So I've been watching The Walking Dead.
Because that's really realistic. Happen.
Very nice.
The latest Walking Dead is, you know, slightly better than the previous, which was shit.
Should we have some food and drink awards, Heather Thorne?
They're my favourite things to talk about, Ellie.
Best cheese?
I mean, you know, they don't really change from year to year, do they?
I would like to do a big shout out to Hello Cheese, who sent us a box of cheese for this podcast. But do you know what, listener? Ellie and I ate it before we actually
produced it. We just fucking ate it.
Where is it? Jesse.
Wait, listen, we had to move the date of this podcast, and that meant the cheese wouldn't have kept, guys. It wouldn't have kept. So we just ate the Hello Cheese cheese, and it was delicious.
It was so excellent.
So yeah, hungry. Thank you at Hello Cheese for the cheese.
Right. Jesse, have you got cheese you'd like to mention?
Or another food you'd like to nominate for this category? A crisp or a nut? What's your favourite nut, Jesse?
Snack.
Quite into pistachios at the moment.
You asked me about my nuts.
Yes, let's hear about your nuts.
Favourite nuts, Steve Hill?
Films and TV change every year. Cheese and nuts are fairly static. Yeah. Has there been any new nuts on the scene?
There has.
Sainsbury's salt and vinegar peanuts.
The woman is correct.
They are fucking good.
Oh my God. So listeners, I'm sure you love a salt and vinegar crisp. I'm sure you love peanuts. Together, they're the love child
it
of that.
It was Moida.
Yeah, lovely. I have also had a Branston pickle nut this year, and fuck me, I love that in my mouth.
Was it as good as the salt and vinegar one, though?
I would say it's not an everyday experience.
No.
I had a nice tang, and I had the coating.
Anal of nuts?
It is. You don't want it every day. Exactly.
Experimenting.
I was glad it happened.
Special occasion.
That's right. Birthday. Can we talk about the confession we had at our show the other night? So, as we said, in our show, we get the audience to write down their Scummy Mummy confessions. And the one that won the other night in Twickenham, I think it was.
Indeed.
The lady had written, it wasn't really a confession, it was more of a top tip, right? Mm. And this was her top tip.
Steve, I think you'll appreciate this.
Let your husband have anal sex on Christmas morning. Then you can spend the rest of the day pretending that you're too sore and uncomfortable to do, like, any of the stuff.
Any of the cooking.
Yeah, even though, she wrote this, even though it wasn't really that bad.
Amazing. 300 women.
Yep.
300 women will be shouting at the end of our show.
Yeah.
Anal. 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 I mean, that's a kind of...
And she came up on stage and she was very, like,
I hate cooking.
Was she wearing a nappy?
No, but she did look like she'd been riding a horse.
No, but I said to her, are you telling me you would really rather have anal sex than peel a potato? And she went, yeah.
Well done, Beverly.
Steve's eyebrows have... Can we talk about your moustache? Why have you got a...
I haven't got a moustache.
What? You've got...
I've run out of shaving
cream. He looks like the guy from on the bus.
The fucking podcast.
Who's the guy on the buses? What was his name? Blakey Blake.
Adolf Hitler.
We talk about your moustache.
Look, it's been a couple of weeks, I know. I did some light plucking and I'm just trying to get rid of the witchy wires, but there's that sort of downy, dark fluff on the sides.
Okay, final award then in the Scummy Mummy Awards. Moustache of the Year, Jesse McCulloch. Does it go to Steve Hill or Helen Thorne?
It has to go to Steve.
All right, well, there we go. I think that's it. I think we've nailed the Scummy Mummy Awards.
Pretty much.
I think it's time. Is it time, Helen?
Oh my God. It's my favourite part of the whole year. It is, of course, time for ham review, Ellie.
How many hams
have we got?
Two hams. So I brought both the hams in. I thought we could judge them first of all. I thought we could do it like the Bake Off. So judge them first of all on appearance.
You're coming in for ham. Ellie's husband's made an appearance because it's ham.
They just look really good.
Come in for ham. Just don't talk.
Based on appearance, Steve and Jesse. So Helen and I, just to be clear, Helen and I have cooked a ham each.
Mm-hmm.
Based on appearance, Steve and Jesse, who's winning so far?
Which one looks uncooked.
Ham A looks uncooked.
Ham A looks just fallen.
Yeah, ham B looks better on appearance.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do the taste test. Okay. Nothing like the sound of slicing
meats. I mean,
do talk amongst yourselves. Oh, sorry.
Let's do ham A first.
All right. Oh, that's nice.
Paul Hollywood, what do you think of that ham?
It's good. I got a bit of a gristly, but it's definitely ham. Solid if I'm spectacular.
I like the mustard.
Okay, ham B.
Pretty similar to A, if we're honest.
That's great.
It's probably from the same supermarket.
It's all a fucking pig's ass.
I found ham A more flavoursome.
So just you go for ham A.
I'm going to sprinkle some popping pork on mine. Just
I would say
bring
A had
flavors.
A bit too much bay, to my liking.
Mm. Fucking hell, quite the bomb of that.
I'm going to need your decision, Steve. A or B, A or
I'm
B.
I'm going to say B.
Ooh,
oh, so we have a tie. A or B. So Pete, my husband, has a cameo.
Yes.
Have some more.
You get a deciding vote.
I'm going to make the edit.
Well, we'll see.
It's got to be A.
So, Pete says it's got to be A. Pete would say that because Pete actually made that ham!
Yay! Well done!
So, really, I think out of fairness, we have to give it to you, Helen, because, you know...
I made my own ham.
Bias.
No,
yes.
In fairness, it's got to be B.
Yeah. B is very strong.
B is very strong.
Thank you, guys.
So, where can people find your winning ham recipe?
I made it up.
Ah!
I took inspiration from the Hairy Bikers, as people always do... and then I just added a bit of a twist. I did a heaped tablespoon of marmalade, 3 tablespoons of mustard, and then a tablespoon of grainy mustard and a teaspoon of hot, like French mustard.
Very nice.
You're very welcome.
Congratulations. That's ham review.
Hooray.
Right, I think it's that time. I think it's Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Hooray, Scummy Mummy Confessions. Who wants to start?
Jesse, get off your fucking phone.
Oh. I'm sending it.
When we do a fucking split off.
She's here,
podcast.
Just talk to her.
Steve just touched me in the front bottom.
Come on, who's gonna go first? Who's first up?
So I was in a petrol station in Stoke. On the way to see Half on Half Biscuit at the Manchester Ritz last Friday, in fact. And so goes in, have you got any toilets? Not for customers, no. Got myself a meal deal, triple breakfast, and thought, well, I'll just piss on my offside rear, as you're legally allowed to do.
What's your offside rear?
It's your back left tyre.
You're allowed to piss on your own tyre?
Yeah, since the days of Highwayman and Dick Turpin, you're allowed to piss on your back tyre.
That does ring a bell.
Bear in mind, I'm parked with a garage forecourt. I start pissing it, and I've been in the car for 6 hours, hosing it out. And this little fucking Fiat 500 woman parked behind me.
No!
I'm like, oh, well, that's bad. She's seen me. Not only that, but the stream deviates out of the Amazon. Goes under her car to where she's about to step out.
Oh!
So she's basically stepping out
into your lake of piss.
So I just shook it midstream, got back in the car, almost drove into a tree, drove off with the lights off just to save face.
Oh no.
This poor woman's tiptoeing over my torrent of urine.
Jesse?
Confession.
No, not no. You said that like it was Catholic confession. You don't have to tell us you've been fiddling with yourself.
Forgive me.
Well, if you have, go
forgive
for it.
Me,
we'd all like to hear about
Forgive
it.
Forgive me, Father.
Having a little go on the love button. Yeah.
Have you been...
little man in a boat.
Special Jesse time?
I don't really think that's anything to confess about, Frank.
Oh,
no, it's
God.
Not. It's lovely and natural. And we've
three times
it.
A day.
Three times a day?
That's a legal minimum.
That's not having a job. What are you talking about?
How would you have time for that?
Do you do it after meals?
How long does it take?
When you floss.
A lot. That's a lot to commit to, really, isn't it?
That's at home for a day. If you're not home,
no,
you're
I just
still...
go to public parks, you know, schools, all the major places, libraries at home, very good, very peaceful.
Your back of your tyre.
Yeah, you are allowed to actually masturbate on your rear left wheel. Even in Stoke.
If you're in Wales on a bridge, you're actually allowed to do it up the bonnet.
You have to.
Dear me.
They don't let you in on it.
That's quite dangerous.
You have to get the poison out of you.
Someone told me that if you lie in your arm and make it go to sleep, it feels like someone else is doing it to you. Is that right?
That is the great Billy Connolly. That was his old bit.
Someone with a
lesson.
Fucking dead arm.
Do you not get a bit bored? 3 times a day does feel like
I don't
a lot.
Actually want to.
How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep the magic alive?
How do you keep going, though?
Well, it's just a constant, you know, like a wallpaper of images, really.
Like
still love her, bitch. Have her back tomorrow.
Goodness me. I don't think of anyone when I'm having a little go. I just think, let's get this done.
All business. All business. Gibson's glasses have gone fucking Ronnie Barker.
Come
on now.
To-do list? Yes, it is. It's like going for a run.
Kids, I know, to I'm school, feel... strum one out, Pilates.
I know I'm going to feel good for it. I don't have to have a visualisation.
But what do you think about then?
Well, I think I'm having a lovely time. This feels nice.
That's what your mother says at Fortnum's at high tea.
It's like having a piece of ham.
No, I just think, oh, this is what a lovely thing to do.
I think you visualise yourself being debased by Captain Birdseye. By Captain Birdseye. That's
right.
What I think.
He's flopping one fish finger out over my face. I don't know. I just go, oh, let's do this now. No one's at home. Got the bath to myself. Still
Where's
warm.
The jeopardy in that?
What do you mean, what's the jeopardy? Does it have to be dangerous?
No one's at home.
Where are you doing it, Steve? In fucking Debenham?
I'm masturbating as I speak. That's
arms.
A fake arm.
Oh no.
What are you doing upstairs with Pete?
Oh, just, you were crossing the streams, weren't you?
This escalated quickly.
But sometimes you have like you've got a time limit. If you know it's during the day or before your husband comes back, and you think, look, I've got an hour window, I can get a wash on.
An hour?
No, I can get a wash on, I can do this, I'll do that. You need a 5-minute recovery time just to catch your breath and wash your hands. And then,
to be honest, it doesn't sound like you like it that much. Oh, isn't it? Are you bothering?
Sounds very, very perfunctory.
It's the nicest thing. Doesn't mean it doesn't have
it's
to
like
be.
It's like saying you had a fucking Pete Freen's biscuit. Really
doesn't
nice.
Doesn't have to be a spectacle for it to be highly enjoyable, you know?
But you talk about it like you're making a sandwich.
Sandwiches are awesome.
All so good.
So good. So
often
good.
It's one or the other.
Merry Christmas. And on that bombshell.
Lovely times.
Well, there we go. I think it's probably best for everyone if we end it there.
Some thoughts there.
Now, we do have to say, before we go, I want to say a special thank you to stateofdisarray.co.uk.
Who made our cocksuits.
Our cocksuits? We're getting cocksuits. Brilliant. Merry Christmas.
Are they nice?
Lovely.
They also make our cat suits for all our shows. And for Christmas, they did this amazing green ones and these red sparkly bomber jackets, and we love them so much. So thank you very much, Tabitha, and everyone at stateofdisarray.co.uk. Who do you want to say hello to, Helen Thorne?
I would really like to say hello to the Phoenix Comic, who gave our kids comics all through the year, and you can buy a subscription for your kids, Ellie.
Yes.
And they're suitable for, ages 5 to 12? You can get 4... episodes.
Issues.
For
no more Prosecco for you.
Cheap as chips. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's about it. Steve, do you want to plug your book one more time?
Yeah, it's called The Card by Steve Hill, available on Amazon for Christmas. If you click now, everyone enjoys it. Men, women, people not quite in the binary. Animals, wankers.
Nice wankers.
Three-dayers. It's a nice book.
What's a three-dayer?
Three times a day.
Three days.
You can read it in a day. Then you can read it between wanks.
Should we just skip the admin because it's Christmas? Everyone knows Scammy Mummies do a show.
Yes, exactly.
Still in print,
it'll be
the
on
jazz.
The internet.
We would like to say thank you very much, everyone who has listened to the podcast, especially everyone who's shared the podcast with their friends this year and who's come to see our show and bought our book. And it's been such a fun year, hasn't it?
Been an amazing year, and who knows what's going to come next year? Really.
More of the same.
Probably
a lot of catsuits and filth, basically.
Jesse and I are doing a spin-off podcast.
Are you? Or what's it going to be called, Steve?
It's called Three Times a Day.
I would listen to
once,
that.
Once, twice, three times a wanker.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, God. lots of love and a Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Ham.
Can I have a...
Would you like
some
more ham?
No, I'm stuck.
I've got a burp coming in. It's hurting.
Yeah, I need to...
Oh,
I need
no,
to stretch my...
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
God, you're all so old.
It's
like last of the summer wine.
Oh, no.
Does anyone have another confession? I mean, we've shared so much. Does anyone actually have another Scummy Mummy confession to share?
Does it count if I forgot to put chocolate in my kids' advent calendar?
I mean, after that, not really. To be honest.
Make your own. I mean, that's more just Joyless drumming herself in a weird wooden house.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to watch Home and Away and have a nice time.
Why? But wash on.
What do you do?
Wash on. 40 minutes, whites.
I'm dying.
Comedy part is dying.
When I had a curry, I really enjoyed it. I was like, this is a lovely touch. This is nice.
Exactly. So you're describing strumming yourself senseless as the same as having a poppadom.
Exactly. What's wrong with nice? It's not the best.
Nice is like 4 out of 10.
I'm like having extreme nice, you know.
Nice day, nice wank, nice biscuit. Nice cup of tea.
Nice skirt. Nice shoes.
Nice hands.
Oh, nice, Jesus. Very nice hands. Lovely cup of
What's
tea.
What's left?
Oh,
this is a nice beer. That mince pie was nice.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.